Blog
Praise
Talk
the Lord.
Radio.
And praise the Lord to you. God bless all of you coming from the blog line, from other nations and all over the world. We just thank God for you, and we're here for you in the name of Jesus, just to give God praise and glory. We love the Lord and thank him for what he's done. This is a wonderful day to give God praise. Amen. Wonderful day just to exalt him and to give him glory. Thank you so much, Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do honor you and praise you and give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the praise. You've done so much for us. We just, as the senior citizens used to say, we just cannot tell it all. You have taken all of our sins away and blessed us and helped us and raised us and brought us and taught us. We just esteem you to the highest and give you all the glory and praise. You know, everything we have, God, that's good, you bless us with it. Who we are, you made us, and what we know, you taught us. And from the places that we've come from, you brought us. And we glory in you, Lord, and we recognize your presence in the room. Oh, my God, who wouldn't praise you? You're the best Father than anybody could ever have. When we are lonely, you're always there to help comfort us. When we are down, you always pick us up. God, when you were out, you reached out and brought us in. Oh, God. And we just thank you for what you've done. When we are just burdened, you lifted the heavy burdens and lightened our heavy load. We do praise you. We do glory in you. You are Lord, my joy, our hope, our peace, our shepherd, our leader, our guide, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation, our master, maker, molder of our lives, and shaper of our lives. And oh, thank you, because you are just so wonderful. God, we submitted this line to you and ask that you forgive all sin for everywhere, Lord, for every person. Please forgive all sin. Sins of omission, things that you told people to do, and they didn't pay no attention to you, Lord. Forgive that sin. And commission, the things that people done, and it was not in your will. Please forgive all sin. And Lord, I pray that you release the Holy Ghost to take over this line and give us a wonderful and bountiful and so meaningful blessing in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are hurting this morning. Look on those who are down this morning. Bless them. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll give you the glory and all the praise. And thank you continuously for what you've done. In the name of Jesus, we pray all of these things. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And God bless all of you this morning on this wonderful prayer line. Amen. God bless you. And good morning to you. Good morning to all of you. Are you all awake this morning? Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up. Wake up. Amen. Good morning to you. From all over the country, amen, we praise God for you. And certainly, one of the things that I like to do, because God is real. I mean, don't let him come in your room and you not even speak to him. And he's come to bless you and help you and to lift you. Don't let him come in there and you not even speak to him and act like he's not even there.
Yeah.
Don't play God. No. So we're going to say good morning. Good morning, Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love it. You know what? Let's tell him we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you for winning, Lord. Let's go to praises, amen. You know, he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. The Lord can lie, but when you start praising him, he's going to be there because he wants to be in the midst of your praise. So let's do a praise check. Open your mouth. Don't sit there by your ear and say, yeah, I'm listening this morning. No. He woke you up. He blessed you. Don't listen. Give him the praise. That's what you're there for, to get the praise. Amen. Let's praise him. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We give you this praise. Lord, this is wonderful. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you brought me out. Thank you for your time even me. Thank you. Look me up this morning. God is on our way. We praise you. Thank you for having us here. You have to hear lips, walk, and mouth, and talk. Everything we've done for us, we give you the praise and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Linda from Utah. Amen. The Lord is in the room. Amen. I can feel him in the room. I feel his presence. Thank you, Lord. Can you, amen. You got that song, Good Morning, Jesus. I want you to sing it. It's so cute, amen, and so wonderful. Sing that song for me this morning. Good morning, Jesus. Sister Linda, are you there?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead and sing
that. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear joy bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Amen. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, it's so phenomenal just to have you here. God bless you. Now, I think I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar in just a moment. But I want to also, one of the things that God put on my heart for you this year to get you a blessing every day is to speak or loose blessings up on your life. Amen. And also to bind the enemy that comes to try to beat you in your life. I got it from Matthew 16:19. Yeah. Let me say 16:18. And I say also unto thee, who are you speaking to, Lord? I'm speaking unto Peter. Thou art Peter, and I'm speaking unto, put your name there. I'm speaking unto you. And up on this rock, I will build my church. Uh-huh. You recognize that I'm the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you are trying to lift me up. And upon this rock, the people who know that I'm the Christ, know that I'm in their room, know that I have a purpose and I have goals, and I'm trying to get my purpose and goals accomplished through them, just like they have a purpose and goals. I have a purpose and goals. That is, I come to seek those who are lost. And then he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, they don't have enough power to even prevail. Well, let me leave that alone. But let me get to this. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. God said to me some time ago, before the new year came in, he said, I want you to get the people to speak all this year and loose things all this year upon themselves and bind things upon themselves. But I'm going to have what I call a period of loosing. I'm going to ask Ambassador Gina Hodges to come and lead us in our period of loosing this morning. This is my day, and I want her to come and loose those things for us and bind. And the line is open. Are you there? Ambassador Hodges, are you there?
Good morning, Chief. I am here.
All right, the line is open to you.
Bless you and good morning, prayer line. We thank God for each and every one of you. And as you just heard our chief read that scripture about loosing, binding and loosing in the book of Matthew, and it's in there twice in Matthew. So we're going to do it this morning, and I'm just going to ask if all of you all would just join in and participate, unless on this last day of the week on Friday that we will be meeting on the first group prayer line, let's just begin to bound and loose some things. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and I'm going to say I bind sickness, and I loose
sickness,
and I loose healing.
And I lose healing.
I bind poverty over my family.
I bind poverty over my family.
And I lose wealth.
And I lose wealth.
Come on, saints, let's say it with authority. I bind depression and confusion.
I bind depression and confusion.
And I lose joy and peace.
And I speak over all youth.
I bind high school dropouts.
And I
lose college grads.
And I lose college grads.
I'm buying sin this morning. And we're going to lose salvation. We're going to bind premature death. And in the name of Jesus, we release or we lose life.
And in the name of Jesus, we lose life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you all would just repeat after me, or when I say, you just come behind me and say, I am. And we're going to say it with joy. We're going to say it with authority. And we're going to declare and decree that you are all that God says you are.
I am.
You are the head and not the tail.
I am.
You are the lender and not the borrower.
I am the lender and not the borrower.
You are blessed and highly favored.
I am blessed and highly favored.
I am loved.
You are somebody in Christ.
I am somebody in Christ.
You are more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
You are flooded with healing.
I am flooded with healing.
You are delivered.
I am delivered. I am set free. I am favored.
And you are a breakthrough person.
I am a breakthrough person.
You are a breakthrough person.
I am a breakthrough person.
God bless you.
I am a breakthrough person.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you so much. God bless you. That's a message in the highest. And we thank God. That was wonderful. Wonderful. That's what the Lord said. That's what the Lord said. That we are this year to loose blessings. We got to speak blessings. The devil has had us speaking curses on our lives. But that we are to loose the blessings upon our lives. See, the enemy doesn't want us to be blessed anyway. So he's got us loosen things on our children and loosen things over ourselves. No wonder. Somebody asks you how you feel. Oh, I don't feel too well. Well, don't lose that on yourself. Just say it in Christ. Say it in Christ. Don't be telling nobody when they say how you doing and you say, oh, I'm doing all right. How long you been doing all right? Amen. You lose it on yourself. Ain't nobody's fault but yours. And then you look at that boy and you get angry because he's like, you're talking about you just like your daddy and you ain't nothing and you're never going to be nothing and they could grow up and not never be nothing. Well, you loosed it on it. Take it back. Amen. Loose wonderful things. The other night we were at the church and I think I told y'all I got to loosen things on our young people. And I loosed. And one of you are going to be the president of the United States. Amen. And, you know, people can call you crazy and everything else, but I read the word of God. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I loose that over you. I loose that over them. Well, how do you think that one of them would be the president if I never loosed it? Amen. You got a leader who never loosed things that only God could do? Amen. You gotta know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. So I loose it on him. I loose presidents over banks. I loose presidents over the country. I loose senators. I loose all kinds of commissioners and everything else. I start loosing millionaires over those young people. Well, if you never loose it, they never. That's kind of like binding because you don't even loose. Amen. So I spoke it. God bless you. Learn how to get your family together. Speak some incredible things over your family. And see what God does. I preached a sermon called Give the Anointing Time to Work. That's what I'm talking about right there. He can do miracles instantly, but give him time to work. Amen. Loose those things and then give him time to work and see what God does for them. All right. God bless you. I am so out of this one. I hope she's here. Brother Morrison, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, sir, Dr. Johnson. Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Amen. Good morning to you. We're going to introduce her in just a moment here. Ambassador Hagen, can you give us a station identification, and then we'll introduce Brother Morrison, and she can bless all of us like I know she always does. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Oh, praise and magnificence of the Lord. Yes, sir, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We honor our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We honor First Lady of His Ministry, our Ambassador Betty Johnson. Hallelujah. We honor Amen, Mother to the Nation, Mother Abby Johnson. Thank God for healing her body. We thank God for all of the ambassadors-elect. Thank God, Amen, for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen, my pastor. Thank God for everybody. Everybody from all around the world. Yes, we are here. We are broadcasting live from NPA, NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. You may contact us by simply calling into the call station number 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. And the stats are continually going up on a daily basis. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job in getting this message around the world, where lives are being changed on a daily basis. God bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate that so much. I'm so excited. We have our jurisdictional supervisor on the line this morning, and she has been a blessing to Kansas East under Bishop L.F. Thurston. And she is a phenomenal lady. Has led our women to just tremendous heights. And we're so excited that she accepted to come and speak not only to the women, but to all our persons. There are people on the line in Africa, India, Asia, Russia, Brazil, all over in Germany and France and all over the world. I'm just naming a few of those 195 different countries. But my point is that many times they don't have any church, and this is all the church they have. So when you get your praise report and prayer request, and like Brother Morrison coming to speak, this is their church. Amen. So they're listening attentively. It's like, you know, they tell you that millions and millions of people are on the television and prayer line for the Super Bowl, but you never see any of them, and they never come to your living room. But they're still there. They're listening all over the world. And these are the stats that we got from the blog and from this prayer line. Amen. They're listening and they're still climbing. Amen. We're going to take it this year, if the Lord says the same. We plan to double or triple what we've got on this prayer line. All right. With this precious lady who has been a blessing to my life, we kind of grew up in the same neighborhood, church neighborhood. Amen. And she was always an outstanding person. She's a singer, too. She might sing us a little verse or something. She's Sister Linda saying, "Good morning, Jesus." I don't want to put her on the spot. Maybe she didn't say it all, but whatever the Lord needs you to do, I want you to know she is a singer. She's a soulless. And she's a man. But I want you to know she is the jurisdictional supervisor for Kansas East. Amen. As I said, I'm the Bishop L.F. Houston. And we greet her in the name of Jesus. And we got the lines open to a few people, but they're listening everywhere. May the Lord bless you and keep you, Mother Betty Jo Morrison. Amen. The line is open to you. Take about whatever you want to take, Mother. Amen. And bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. And to all of the ambassadors and followers of First Fruit Ministry around the globe, this is such an exciting morning to be able to share with you by way of radio and internet lines. God is so magnificent. He is so wonderful and awesome that it's amazing how he has made ways for his word to get out. And I am so grateful for Ambassador Johnson today and our having conversation and giving me this invitation to join you, the people of God, everywhere, all over the world. I thank God for the blessings that he has bestowed upon my life for this day, that he awakened me and gave me this chance one more day to spread the word and to be a witness for him everywhere that I go. Dr. Johnson, I will not take a long time, but I thank you for even allowing me to or mentioning that I might sing a song. And this is just a little chorus and a verse, more so a chorus that has been in my heart for days. And it will help, it'll lend some credence to this word, which is not very long, but I want to share with you today. A little phrase is, I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. As I look toward Calvary, this one thought comes to me. Oh, I wonder if he's satisfied with me. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
heard that song when I was just a girl, a little girl, in that church that Ambassador Johnson mentioned that we grew up in. And that song stayed with me for life. I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question really is he satisfied with me? This morning, I'd just like to share with you just a few minutes about a thought that the Lord dropped in my spirit, oh, just a little, about 10 days ago. I was in meditation. The word brokenness just kept coming to me, brokenness, brokenness. And in my life, I've experienced so many things but God, of being broken. You know, God knows how to get us where he wants us because he really wants to use us. And as I began to meditate on that word, I began to jot down some things and some scriptures. And I'm going to share this one with you this morning briefly, Psalm 34 and 18. And I will read it a little further down in this topic. But the term brokenness that I'm using today, I'm using it in the context of totally subdued, being totally subdued or humbled. And those terms, totally subdued, you know what it means to be overpowered. You know what it means to be to your not your own strength, but to the strength of the Lord. Think of the angels and think of how that they made their appearance even to Zechariah. And Zechariah himself no longer could Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because he became totally subdued to the angels. God's word tells us that we were created for his purpose and pleasure. Since we were created for his pleasure, meaning his enjoyment, his glory, then some people may ask, why then do we struggle in life? Short answer, because he gave us the ability to think, to analyze, to judge, and make choices, both good and bad. Unfortunately, because of Adam and Eve, bad choices in the garden, we took on a sin nature. That is, a nature that's contrary to the will and purpose of God, a nature of self-will and fleshly gratification. In essence, we have and usually exert our own will. Because God loves us and wants us to be his hands and feet in the earth, our wills must be broken. Our stubborn, disgusting, contrary wills must experience a do-over, as the young people say. Like the prophet Jeremiah said about the potter at the wheel, realizing a flaw in his vessel, he broke it and he remade it. We, likewise, are vessels in the hands of our loving God, the greatest potter there ever is. To be of service to him, we too must be broken and our wills be made over. It doesn't feel good to be broken, but it has rewards. The scripture says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Today, I say that it would be a good time in 2016 for us to release our struggles to God by allowing him to give us. For we want the Lord to be pleased with us. And I say, Lord, we worship you and want to be used by you. Today we submit our wills to yours. We agree with your will for our life. Lord, break us, melt us, mold us, and use us for your glory is our prayer. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Johnson.
Can't hear you, Chief.
Mother Morrison, don't worry about that. That's just the prompt. For the blog. Amen. Just go right on and let the Lord use you.
I just wanted to use this last scripture to encourage you about the rewards of going through and being broken and humbling yourself to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:7-18, and I'm not reading all the scriptures, I'm skipping sporadically through it, but it begins with the 7th verse, and it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies." And skipping down to, I believe it's about verse 17, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." God bless you. I thank you for this invitation, and I pray that people of God all around the world will be blessed and that you will yield your members to the living God. It's not fun and it doesn't feel good when you're being broken, but just remember that God has a desire to use you in service. He wants you to be his hands and feet, but to be his hands and feet, you cannot in your own will. Let God's will be done. Praise God. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Morrison. God bless you. I hate those prompts on there, but that was not for you. And you did a wonderful job.
Bless
you. So anything else you want to say, Mother Martha, is open to you. Amen. Don't let those prompts make you think out of time. No, you're not.
I'm just thankful for this opportunity to share, and I realize that God does not take us through or allow us to go through suffering or circumstances without having others in mind. And sometimes we're so selfish when we, and private, should I say. Sometimes we don't want to share or let people know that, you know, God has imparted this to me, and I had to go this way to get to where I am. I didn't make myself. We didn't make ourselves. And it is not for our glory that we were made, but for the glory of God. And because of that, all of the things that I've experienced in my 74 years of life, I'm thankful for the good and the bad. All things work together for the good of them that love him, which are called according to his purpose. And I realize that all things include the good and the bad. Without the bad, I wouldn't have transcended or transitioned to the place of the good. But I found in all of the things that had happened in my life that God showed up in every situation, and I'm grateful to him for that. Thank you again, Ambassador Johnson. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother Morrison. What a wonderful discourse this morning. Oh, my Lord, I think as the people are listening, I know there are many people who are blessed. Amen. One of the things that we try to do is we try to open the line up and people from all across the country, if they would like to say a word of encouragement to you, because the people in God nowadays, everybody needs to be encouraged, and the enemy is trying to discourage everybody for really working for the Lord, And we open the line up. If there anybody who would like to speak to Mother Morrison and encourage her this morning, the work she's doing in Kansas East is wonderful, and the Lord may have given you an encouraging word for her. If so, tell us where you're from, and then say a word of encouragement. I'll open the line up to you to encourage Mother Morrison. Thank you so much. Who's the first one?
Good morning, Mother Morrison. This is Debbie Johnson in Kansas City. I enjoyed this morning. It was so good to hear your voice. It just took me all the way back to when we were growing up to the Kansas City State Choir. And I really enjoyed your words you put out there this morning. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, darling.
Anybody else?
Amen. Good morning. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern from North Chicago, Illinois, and I am just so blessed, amen, to know that our chief ambassador, amen, have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church on this morning, and inviting you, amen, Mother Morrison, to come and share the word of God with us. I certainly needed that. I enjoyed that. It encouraged me, and I want to encourage you, woman of God. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. Be free. Amen. And we receive it. We're really praying that He will invite you back. Amen. You certainly have a word for the people of God in this season. And may you walk always in your calling and in your destiny. We need you in such a time as this. God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Steck from Arkansas, and God bless you, great woman of God. And I would like to share with you that you definitely gave credence to that text and to the integrity of the word when you shared broken. And I tell you, just the wealth and content of the message that you delivered, you let me know, I'm thinking this personal, that you know what it takes to get a redo and a makeover and stand in your position that you are having to walk in, and that you are definitely a sold out woman of God, and you definitely blessed my soul. You encouraged me this morning. God bless you, and I love you all the way from Arkansas. God bless you.
God bless you, dear heart. God bless you. Thank you so much for encouraging.
It's you, Mother Morrison. This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I enjoyed the message, even the song that you sung. And it carried my mind all the way back to a song that they sung that is my Lord satisfied with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the song that you sang. And it also brought me to, as you was in your message, about another song that said, the proudest soul of vessel that was broken.
Yes, yes.
That had been broken by the storm and the wind. And I tell you, it just really brought some joy to my soul to hear you this morning. And God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. That was a wonderful message. And you know, sometimes we don't be encouraged where we go to church, the people we are around, but thank God for Dr. Johnson that he does encourage us to bring the word. And I thank and praise God for that wonderful word from you today. Just keep on keeping on and knowing that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. You just have a wonderful day in the Lord.
God bless you.
Likewise. We'll take about two or three more if you're there. Anybody else want to encourage?
Pastor Blake Johnson in Texas. Truly our honor, our chief ambassador on this morning, as well as our guest, the jurisdiction supervisor, Mother Betty Jo Morrison. It is a blessing to have listened to you on this morning. I thought to myself, what a very befitting subject to bring to the people of God, brokenness, realizing that that's what it's taking, humbleness before the Lord to find out exactly what it is that he wants us to do. And I am so blessed to have listened to you this morning, and I just appreciate that you have shared with us. And I just think about myself, Lord, are you satisfied with me? And that's going to dwell in my spirit all day. And I just thank you so much for sharing. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. God bless you.
Bless you, dear.
Bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, everyone. This is Shirley Ambassador Elect in Kansas, New Jersey. Thank you so much for taking the time, young lady. That was wonderful. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Thank you, Chris.
Anybody else? Anyone else?
This is Evangeline Palmer in Ireland, and I say thank you, Mother Morrison. This has truly been a blessing to receive on today. I thank God for the blessing of you being obedient unto the will of the Lord to just give us this word of spiritual richness to encourage us, because on yesterday the Lord was giving me to write, the trials are not supposed to bring discouragement, but instead it's supposed to lift us up to be strengthened and encouraged. So I thank and praise God for you on today. And just keep on holding on and be strong in the Lord, because he's truly using you in a mighty way.
Thank God. That's from Iowa. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Okay. Bless you.
Anybody else? Maybe
praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Hagen from Georgia. Just want to thank you, Chief, for inviting Mother Betty Jo Morrison to the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast line. I want you to know, every one of us from the blog radio and from those around the world who were listening were just so blessed by hearing the message that God gave her to give to each and every one of us. And as you know, many that are listening from around the world, this is the only church that they know. And I'm telling you, you really blessed so many of us. And we just want to say thank you so much. And we pray that the Lord will allow you to come again. My Lord, God bless. And thank you again so much. And thank you, Chief, for allowing her to go forth. God bless.
Praise God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Good
morning. This is Ambassador Judah Hodges from Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for you. Thank you so much for blessing us with those wonderful nuggets this morning. Truly a word from the Lord and something we all needed to hear. A good way to jumpstart the year 2016, our year of victory. God bless you, and thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line. God bless you.
God bless you.
I heard a man. I heard a man, and certainly I want to allow that if you're brother, if you're there, say a word to Mother Morrison. Are you there?
Good morning.
All right, God bless you. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Prophet Banger from California. I want to say God bless you, Mother Morrison, and I enjoy the word you gave us from the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, and you keep on, you stay encouraged, and you keep on that God use you. And God has used you in a mighty way to bless his people from all walks of life. Thank you, and God bless you, and you have a good day. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. God bless all of you this morning. Amen. I thought I heard a man on the line. But, are you there, my brother? All right. God bless you. I want to say again to you, Mother Morrison, that was wonderful. Amen. See, one of the things that is happening to people in the church is that they are being broken everywhere, and people don't address that. They really don't. It always pushes up. Oh, you know, greatly. You know, push this up, push that up. But I thank you for going there and for letting us know, even though sometimes the people of God experience brokenness, but God is able to bring it through, and he's always there. Thank you so much. God bless you. I want to get a few praises. God bless you. I want to get a few praise reports this morning. If the Lord's been good to you, I've got time for maybe two. Amen. Anyone want to just, at the beginning of this year, give a praise report of what the Lord has done for you, either this year or last year, whatever. I want to hear it. Amen. The line is open to you if you have a praise report. Anybody? Well, again, the Bible says, make known his deeds. It's open to you if he's done anything for you. And I know he has. Who will give a praise report this morning of what God has done for you? Let me pull one of y'all out, because all of y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina Hodges, and my prayer.